Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I love science.
You're on 98.5, it's Drive with Beck and Jazeel.
Today is 98.5's Miracles Day with CBM. For $33, you can restore the sight of someone living with cataracts in a developing country. So why not do that? Head online, 98five.com. But this week is also National Science Week, an annual celebration of science and technology. And to help us celebrate it, this week we have Dr. Rena Fu, the author of My Mad Scientist Mummy. So what have you got for us?
Yes, so Jazeel and Beck, I don't know if you've actually heard of something called a visual illusion.
Is that like sleight of hand, or are we talking about when you change what we see?
Well, yeah. Well, visual is sight or what we see, and illusion is like some kind of magic trick, and it's a magic trick for our brains, actually.
I love these.
You're like tricking your brain. All right, Jazeel, you're going to be tricking your brain
today.
No, what,
brilliant.
What does Jazeel have to do?
Yeah, so I've got a 60 seconds little clip for you to focus your eyes right in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to put play.
Okay. I don't know if I can focus
so
for a
just,
minute.
Yes, just try it. Only need 60 seconds for this to work, okay? Just read the letters.
Yep. Okay, in my head, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. And Dr. Rena, you're also the author of My Mad Scientist Mummy. Do you go through things like this in the book?
Probably not this particular little trick in the book, but I did do this in Wagga Wagga when I was interstate as a presenter. I did a stage show and with my little quokka assistant. So, yeah, we put this up and everybody had a lot of fun with that.
So what's happening right now as Jazeel stares at this recording?
Yes. Yeah, so
okay, it hurts.
Hurting your brain. So Jazeel is trying to read the letters, but it's pretty much changing at every second at the moment. He's going to learn 60 new letters, or not new. And so as he's focusing on the middle of the screen without looking anywhere else, there's concentric circles that are moving, there's black, there's white, so the different colour contrasts there are basically providing that motion perception. And so at the end of the 60 seconds, when Jazeel takes his eyes away from that, and I think it's now, if you look at the wall, describe what you see.
Everything is flowing like a wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm looking at everything. Everything's just moving. You know how when it's a really hot day and you look in the distance and everything's kind of wavy?
Yeah.
That's what everything is doing that right now.
So now what's happening in his brain?
Yeah, so the brain is almost translating what he has been seeing in that movement and converting that and projecting that movement onto the wall and the patterns there. And so for those few seconds, has it gone now?
It's gone now, yes.
Yeah, because if you look at someone's face, it's actually quite funny.
Oh, I should have looked at your face.
Your eyes and nose will start to warp.
Oh, that's so cool. And this is something we can do for ourselves. If you want to check out the video and at all our chats and science experiments from this week, you can head on to our website 98.5.com and you'll be able to take part as well.
It was very cool. Thank you so much, Dr. Rena Fu, author of My Mad Scientist Mummy. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Pleasure, yes, looking forward to it.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.